Okay, our friends. So today we will be reading one more duck story because, well, why not? Let's just do it. Besides, when we saw these books, we thought, what's going on here? Why is the duck on a bike and now why is he on a tractor? That's right. Today's story is called Duck on a Tractor. It was written by David Shannon. It is read today by Mommy and...
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Wonderful. All right, you three, I hope you pay attention and don't get into any mischief while I tell a story, promise?
I want to go ride my bike.
You want to ride your bike? Well, you're not the only one who did. Remember the duck that rode his bike? Well, he's back. So hold on to your briefcase. You ready, guys?
This one's about the tractor.
This one's about a tractor. That's right. You guys ready? Yeah? Yes. All right. I've got three ducks in a row. Now that I've got my ducks in a row, let's read. Down on the farm, Duck sometimes got wild ideas. One day he decided he could ride a bike, and so he did. And then he spotted the tractor.
I bet I can drive a tractor,
he said. The other animals weren't so sure, but they all said, well, if he can ride a bike, maybe he can drive a tractor too. Duck climbed on the tractor and looked around. He pushed some pedals and wiggled a metal stick, but nothing happened. Then a shiny little piece of metal by the steering wheel caught his eye. He pulled it out. He pushed it in, then he turned it, and all of a sudden, the tractor shook and coughed and rumbled. It began to move. At first, it moved very slowly, and then it jerked a lot. But it was fun. Duck drove around the barnyard until he got the hang of it. And then he stopped in front of the other animals.
Climb on, everybody,
shouted Duck. Dog was first. He jumped right up next to Duck.
Woof,
said Dog. But what he thought was,
we're going for a ride.
To everyone's surprise, Cow clambered on next.
Moo,
said Cow, but what she thought was,
this is the silliest thing I've ever done.
Pig and Pig took a seat in back.
Oink,
said Pig and Pig, but what they thought was,
this sure beats walking.
It is a faster way to get around, I think. And then came Chicken, Mouse, and Goat.
Wah!
Said Chicken, but what she thought was,
last one is a rotten egg.
Squeak,
said Mouse, but what she thought was,
I can see everything from up here.
Said Goat, but what he thought was,
I'm hungry. Does the garbage dump have a drive-through window?
Ew, he wants to go to the garbage dump? Next up were Horse and Cat. Cat jumped up gracefully onto the tractor. Horse, not so much.
Meow,
said Cat. But what she thought was,
I was going to take a nap, but this should be very interesting.
Said Horse, but what he thought was,
I think I'd rather walk.
Then why is he riding if he'd rather walk? That's all I want to know. The only one left on the ground was Sheep. Said Sheep, But what she thought was,
"This is too dangerous.
Get on, sheep!" Everyone shouted, but sheep wouldn't budge. So Duck started driving away without her.
"Wait!"
cried sheep.
"Don't leave me here all alone!"
And she ran after the tractor and took a flying leap onto it.
"Quack!"
yelled Duck. But what he thought was, "Wahoo!" And friends, the picture. It's pretty epic. Duck steered the tractor down the lane and out onto the main road. And before long, they were driving right through the middle of town. It was lunchtime, so most people were in the diner. They all looked up when Duck and the other animals passed by the big window. Oh dear. Oh dear. A little boy named Edison was having lunch with his grandma.
"Did you ever?"
Grandma gasped, but what she thought was,
"A duck on a tractor? That's impossible."
"That's totally awesome!"
Edison shouted, but what he thought was,
"No one's gonna believe this."
Marcine, the waitress, looked up from her pad and noticed Cat. "Heavens to Betsy!" she exclaimed. But what she thought was, "I like cats." Deputy Bob blabbered,
"If that don't beat all."
But what he thought was,
"How am I going to explain this to the sheriff?"
A man named Otis chimed in.
"I must be seeing things."
But what he thought was,
"Oh no, not again."
"Holy cow!"
hollered Manny the cook. But what he thought was, "Holy cow!" See, Manny usually said exactly what he thought. The mayor almost choked on his pie.
"Good gravy!"
he sputtered. But what he thought was,
"Those pigs are even fatter than I am."
And there was two of them, right? Corky just whistled. But what he thought was,
"That duck is smarter than he looks."
Gwen came out of the restroom.
"Would you look at that?"
she exclaimed. But what she thought was,
"I can't see a thing without my glasses."
Farmer Odell observed,
"That's a dang nice tractor."
But what he thought was,
"Hey, that's my tractor."
Oh dear. He decided he'd better go out after it and ran out the door. And everyone else ran out too and chased after him. But by this time, Duck had turned onto the next street and the tractor shuddered to a stop. Duck tried turning the shiny little piece of metal again, but nothing happened.
"I don't know much about spelling,"
said Dog,
"but I think E means it's the end of our ride."
Sheep cleared her throat.
"No,"
she said.
"I think we might get into trouble for this."
"Let's get out of here,"
yelled Duck, just as Farmer Odell and everyone from the diner came around the corner. And they stare. And they stare, and they stare, and they stare. And everyone burst out laughing.
"Nah,"
they all said. "It couldn't have been."
"It was an optical illusion,"
exclaimed Otis. Farmer Odell said he must have left his tractor running by accident.
"I guess that explains it,"
Deputy Bob agreed. And so they all went back to the diner to finish their lunch. And no one ever admitted that on that day, they had seen a cow, a goat, a cat, a dog, a sheep, a chicken, a horse, two pigs, a mouse, and a duck on a tractor. Although, I sure would love to see something like that, wouldn't you? It's just nonsense, but really funny nonsense, huh? And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.